and sisters, grace to you and peace from God, who is our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the risen Messiah. Amen. Faith, hope, love, abide. These three, and the greatest of these, is love. Nothing in our human experience, save perhaps our ability to breathe, is as vital to us as love. Feeling love. Sharing love. Authors and poets never tire of writing about love. From poems simply titled Love by Emily Dickinson and Ralph Waldo Emerson, to the novel Love and Death by Lord Byron, to the recent Christian Manifesto by Rob Bell entitled Love Wins. Books and verses about love will endure. Likewise, songwriters never cease to pen melodies about love. The Beatles sang Love Is All You Need. Yet they also remind us that you can't buy me love. Jefferson Airplane knows that we need somebody to love. And Linda Ronstadt speaks for all who are lonely by asking, when will I be loved? Yet as the Supremes remind us, you can't hurry love. Pat Benatar cautions that love is a battlefield. And the Righteous Brothers opine that you've lost that loving feeling. And the obviously heartbroken Jay Giles ruefully responds, love stinks. Still, I find great wisdom when Steve Winwood calls us to a higher love. And Sting encourages, if you love someone, set them free. Because, as the great Tom Petty correctly observes, love is a long road. A higher love, which sets people free, but is a long road, is a fitting way to describe what Easter and Easter life as disciples of Jesus is all about. Today, we hear the story of Jesus meeting some believers on a long road, the road to Emmaus. Now, the first thing to say about this account is that Jesus showing up amidst the solemn journey of two heart-sick followers, Cleopas and his friend, is both comforting and challenging. Comforting because Scripture shows us yet again that at the very heart of the mission of Jesus is a deep and abiding concern, indeed a love, for those who are suffering, those who are hurting, those who are in need. And this assures us, it assures you that even when you may not recognize Jesus in your midst, as Cleopas and his friend did not, at least at first, Jesus is there for you in the midst of your solemn moments, in the midst of your difficult days, in the midst of your gut-wrenching journeys. Yes, this is comforting. Yet, it is also challenging. Think about it. After all that Jesus had experienced, all that he had suffered, the beating, the mocking, the pain, and the cruelty, the evil of the crucifixion, could you have blamed him if instead he had shown up in the palace of Pilate? Or at the temple with the high priest? Or in the court of Herod? Could you have blamed him? Would anyone have blamed him if he had shown up for what can only be described as the all-time opportunity to walk in and drop the mic? But instead of seeking to lord it over, if you will, those who condemned him and put him to death, Jesus shows instead that he is Lord over. The Lord over all things, especially, and this will be frustrating for any who seek to follow Jesus, the inclination to get even, even with those who harm us, who wound us, and who despise us. There's something to be learned here about love. More precisely, about how to love like Jesus. Jesus talks a lot about love, especially in the Gospel of John. He says things like, "As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Abide in my love." He says, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." He says, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." So, to the question, how do we follow Jesus? Jesus is saying that love is the answer. More precisely, to love others the way Jesus first loved us is the answer. And loving like Jesus, friends, is not for the faint of heart. For while love is the answer, brothers and sisters, it ain't the easy answer. St. Paul shows us just how demanding and difficult it will be to love like Jesus, especially if you try to do it with those people whom Jesus calls us to love, precisely our neighbors, our enemies, and yes, even ourselves. As you heard Bob read earlier, and follow along and see how you're doing in this, in your life, not only with those whom you love dearly, but those whom you don't. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious, or boastful, or arrogant, or rude. I don't know about you, but I'm in trouble already. It does not insist on its own way. Did you hear that? Does not insist on its own way. How you doing so far? It is not irritable or resentful. Well, I'm married, so you know that I messed up there. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. How'd you do? Now, let me be clear. 1 Corinthians 13 is first and foremost about how Jesus loves. For the love of Jesus is perfectly patient, perfectly kind-hearted, perfectly unselfish, perfectly truthful, perfectly durable, and perfectly everlasting. Still, Jesus calls you and me, the people who seek to follow him, to love as he loved us, so we are not off the hook. But, as always with Jesus, there is hope. When Nicodemus, the would-be disciple of Jesus, comes to him at night, in the midst of the darkness, because he is afraid of repercussion, Jesus says to him, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You see, it is out of love that Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, enters our world. And it is within the power of God's love that Jesus lived, obeyed, preached, taught, healed, and died. And it was within that power of God's love that he was raised to new life, to defeat death, and to break the bonds of sin in our lives. It is this higher love of Jesus, the love that he experienced in his life, and the love that he offers to you today as you live yours. It is this love that breaks the bonds of sin and death in our lives that truly sets you free. Sets you free from irritation, the irritation of sin and the inevitability of death. It sets you free from the inescapability of selfishness and the inexcusable actions of fear and anxiety. It sets you free from the injustices portrayed by you and the injustices portrayed upon you. It sets you free from impatience and from impoliteness, from implacability and from ineffectiveness, from your imperfections and from your impressive importance. For it is only within the freedom-producing, life-giving, higher love of Jesus that you and I can dare to love like Jesus. And you can. Indeed, you have. And you do. And you will. Yet this road of love that you are walking with Jesus is a long road with unforeseen twists and turns, difficult valleys, and days of uncompromising darkness. The darkness for you may be like that of Cleopas and his friend, being born from burden of death, of loss, and of grief. The darkness for you, like that of Nicodemus, may be born from anxiety, fear, or doubt. The darkness for you, like that of many in our world today, may be born from the unconscionable and despicable and evil acts of terrorism. The darkness for you, like for many in our nation today, may be born from political division and uncertainty about the future of our country. The darkness for you, like for too many, may be born from being victims of injustice and bigotry. Or the darkness for you may be born from living in poverty or suffering from addiction or struggling with mental illness. But with apologies to Whitney Houston, the greatest love of all, the love of the risen Jesus, who is the light of the world, will shine into the midst of the darkness. In the midst of whatever darkness it is for you this day or will be in the days and the years that is to come, that light will shine into your darkness, and no darkness can ever overcome it. To love like Jesus, you must first trust the love of Jesus. A love that shines in your darkest moments and in your doubting minds. A love that redeems your broken hearts and your broken relationships. A love that resurrects your desperate faith and your dying spirit. A love that embraces you, values you, forgives you, and sets you free. Free to love like Jesus as you live within